Good morning, Kerry.
Can you hear me?
Yep, all good. It was my fault. It was our fault. Yes, so it's all good. So I guess to kind of start, I guess off a bit of the kind of discussion, Kerry. I guess maybe give me a bit of context. I guess can you give us a bit of a summary? I guess and we're going to go into more detail about some of the specific aspects around public housing. But I guess I want to sort of hear a bit of a summary about the current kind of situation for public housing as it's happening right now.
Well, I mean, the bigger picture or the overall agenda of the Andrews government is that it seems they want to dismantle the public housing system and hand over what's left of it to the corporatised housing associations. And so far, as I think a lot of your listeners would be aware, the main driver of that has been to demolish public housing estates, it's up to about 15 across Melbourne now, and displace tenants to far-flung areas and partner with developers to create private real estate opportunities with a bit of community or social housing tacked on, no genuine public housing. And can I just say, before we get into the nub of the issue that we want to talk about today, I would encourage everyone to check out MAB's development called Preston Crossing in Oakover Road. Preston, that was a public housing estate, so that's all I'll say about that. People can have a look for themselves and see what a massive private development it's going to be. So, but just to get to the nub of the issue, the other aspect of this overall agenda seems to be that they're basically crippling the day-to-day operations of the public housing system. They're not doing serious building maintenance in a timely manner, and they're winding down the operations of the local housing offices, in the case of my local office, to a skeleton staff. And, so did you want me to go into those issues a bit more specifically?
Yeah, well, in terms of like this rally, and I guess probably one of the important things that's it's flowing on from, and I guess we're all part of this campaign against the public housing renewal project that was implemented by the state Labor government in 2017, and I guess you've been actually following a bit of its kind of legacy. Like, what is it? What is this kind of public housing renewal project actually? What has it actually amounted to in practice? Because the sad thing, with our campaign is while there might have been some things we might have partially won if we didn't campaign otherwise, the overall project we weren't able to kind of stop the project. What is actually the kind of legacy, I guess, of this of the public housing renewal program? And from my understanding, you have been following the development and actually keeping a record of what's been going on.
Yeah, well, we're just starting to do that properly with a Facebook page called Spotlight on the Public Housing Renewal Program, because, as you said, it was announced in 2017. And it affected 9 estates plus 2 more, which were funded differently, which was Preston and the Flemington Walk-Ups. So it's basically 11 estates across Melbourne. And so we've started to take photos of what's happening there now, because basically it's taken the best part of 5 years for them to start construction on some of those estates, such as the one I mentioned at Preston in Oakover Road, Grand Place, they've started work on, that's Grand Place, Brunswick, and the Flemington Walk-Ups, of course. At Abbotsford Street, North Melbourne, the site is actually engulfed by the massive school there. So we're going to be putting up photos of that as well. I don't think there's going to be much room for housing. The school is enormous. So what we found earlier this year was we've been talking to tenants because the government started another round of redevelopments under the big housing build. Specifically, it's called the ground lease model. They've already done all the contracts for the first round, and now they started eyeing off other estates, including one in Port Melbourne called the Barrack Beacon Estate. And what we found when we talked to the tenants was we're trying to explain to them how, you know, the government's got all these other estates where they moved everyone out and demolished the estates, but they haven't even started doing anything, and that's like more than four years after they made the announcements. So we're trying to explain to them about, I don't know, how unrealistic all of these projects are and how grandiose they are, but the reality is quite different. And I think we decided the best way to do that was by creating a Facebook page so we can show them what's happening with each estate, and it's a good way to keep track of what the government's doing. So as I said, we've so far we've done a snapshot of about five estates. There'll be some more coming up in the next few days, and once we've finished recording the public housing renewal program estates, then we'll move on to these other newer ones, as I said, and the ground lease model ones, which some are at Paran and now Port Melbourne and Hampton and so forth.
And yeah, what can you, I guess, probably one issue before I get you to kind of get you to kind of talk about the upcoming rally that I guess has been organised next Friday. Yep. I just want to guess one important sort of issue I think that this that is a bit of a recurring issue for public housing tenants is, I guess, what is the issue of maintenance of public housing? Because I guess one of the justifications for, you know, why, you know, the state government is going through the implementing the public housing renewal project. Probably one of the other justifications for why they're trying to make this transition from public housing to community owned housing is this overall issue of maintenance. And I guess can you expand a bit about that in terms of the situation as it's affecting tenants, and why tenants, you know, are right to be demanding more from our state government on this issue?
Yes. Well, we have a public tenants group on Facebook as well, and that's largely just where public tenants can report their issues and get advice from other tenants. And, look, we've just found that repeatedly people are reporting horrific stuff across the state, unsafe housing, particularly mould. Mould is a big issue that doesn't seem to be being addressed at all. I'll give you a local example. My neighbour's been helping a family in the street. When they moved in, they had mould. That was over a year ago. It hasn't been addressed, but also they had a massive case of termites whereby the skirting boards and the architraves have all been eaten away. Can you believe it? And yet, despite their complaints, nothing was happening. So my neighbour got on to the housing complaints office, and eventually they came out and sprayed. They sprayed the whole street, but they haven't done repairs to, as I said, the skirting boards and so on, which have been eaten away by all the termites. So that's just one example where they're not taking serious stuff. They don't address serious issues in a timely manner. I mean, look, I'm not going to say that all maintenance is appalling. It's very much, you know, you can have very responsive contractors. Like, I find the electricians always come really quickly. But speaking for myself, I reported I needed a new blind, and I rang nearly every week for 3 months, Jacob, and in the end I just gave up. And one of the problems there was that, you know, they keep telling, oh, we're onto it. The contractor's going to get fined if they don't come out. And unfortunately, one of the things that we've had to put in our demands is how sometimes in these sort of cases, what's happening is the contractors are wrongly reporting that they've come out and we haven't been home. So that's one issue. But the main issue is that there's unsafe, unhealthy conditions, and they're not being addressed in a timely manner. And if you remember, Jacob, the last time we talked, it was about the Ombudsman's report, and these are the sort of things that she's focused on as well. And that report was issued 3 months ago, yet neither the previous minister, Richard Wynne, nor the current minister, Danny Pearson, have bothered to respond to it. It's just like they want to ignore all these problems as if they're going to go away. So we want to make the minister aware that the problems aren't going away, but also we're not going away. This is not a stunt. We will continue with our advocacy until the system is changed for the better.
Hmm. And now I think it's time to kind of get into the details about the rally. And I guess, can you tell us about this rally that I guess is coming up next Friday? And I guess what are, you know, some of the demands that tenants are going to be putting forward as part of this rally?
Yeah, sure. So it's outside the minister's office at 12:30 next Friday, the 28th of October. That address is 28 Shooter Street. I actually don't know how you pronounce that, whether it's Shooter or Shutter, but it's spelled S-H-U-T-E-R, Shutter Street, Mooney Ponds. And it's Mooney Ponds is very central. You can get to it by train or tram. And Shooter Street runs off Puckle Street, which is the main drag, so it shouldn't be too hard for people to find. So that's at 12:30 next Friday. And look, we'd like to, we want everyone to come, everyone who has a concern about the housing crisis, and we'll try to give people an opportunity to speak. You know, if you're concerned about homelessness or you've got high private rent, etc. But we just needed to focus on the public housing issues, the issues that specifically affect public and social housing tenants, because until now there hasn't really been focused on. And we know that social or community housing tenants also have issues. We have a friend at the moment who's, again, dealing with a very serious mould issue that she had to take to VCAT, and it's still not really been addressed. Yeah, so is there anything else you'd like me to tell you about the rally?
I think that that should be it, actually, because we've been out of time. But I guess okay. You can just repeat the details about the rally and encourage people to come along.
Yeah, it's on Friday the 28th of October, 12:30, outside the Minister for Housing's office at 28 Shooter Street, Mooney Ponds. And we've got a list of demands, and they refer to all the things we've talked about today. Maintenance plus, can I just say, the local housing offices, they're shutting down in the sense that they're not open for a full 5 days a week. You know, you can hardly get to speak to a housing officer, and there's also a problem with the rental rebate system, but perhaps if we're out of time, I won't go into that. But these are all in the list of demands that we hope to present to the minister or his staff on the day.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Kerry. And I think, all the best of luck with this rally. I think this will be an important action for people to kind of support. I think there needs to be more, you know, the spotlight needs to be shown on, you know, what the state Labor government are actually doing with public housing. And, just to repeat the kind of details for our listeners, this rally is going to be happening at 12:30 p.m. at Suit 128 Shutter Street in Mooney Ponds, in Victoria. So
want everyone to come, not just public tenants. If you have any concerns and you want to support us, please come along.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much, Kerry.
Thanks
I think this has been a very good
Jake.
Discussion.